You see sort of the whole buzz around the town going into the semi-final, and even the Man United game that we played, and knowing what was at stake and how far it will take you if you got through that game. And as I said, we've got that chance, and it'll be massive. We know how it felt in the town when we got promoted last year in a championship. It will be a similar feeling if we go on to sort of do this in this competition, and to sort of bring it back and have sort of not bragging rights or nothing like that, but to have that air about them where they can say, yeah, we had a good season, we won this. It's always going to be in the history, and that's what you want. You want to look back in your life and look back in your career and say, yeah, we won this, and that's what we're going to go try and do.
Actually, on those subjects, Ryan, and about supporters, I know there's a cliche these days about footballers are in a bubble and they don't mix with the public as much as they used to and all that, but you can't avoid it around here at the moment, just how much excitement there is about the whole cities behind the club. Are the players getting that?
Yeah, it is always difficult. Do you know what I mean? It's you see it, obviously now on social media platforms. It's more documented than it ever has been, really. But in times like this, there is a massive buzz around the city. You see everyone talking about it, and we know how much it means to them. And same it means to us. And we know if we go out there and sort of get the result, how much the town will be buzzing again to sort of go into the final. And I think I've been at Wembley a couple of times before in the playoffs and the Johnson's Paint Trophy when I was at Grimsby, and there were sort of different times, and you see the amount of fans that seem to come, especially when I was at Grimsby, you'd have obviously lower attendances, and you get to a final like this and it brings everybody together, and it's important that we do go and give a good account of ourselves and bring people back to the club, and it's times like this that sort of get everyone back together and gets the place rocking in the future, and it's, as I said, it's up to us to go and do that.
For all the hoopla you get around these sort of games, I mean, the fact that, we're all here doing this today, it is different. And yet, on the day, you've got to do the same thing as you do every other week. Is that difficult?
Not particularly, Obviously, the media stuff is maybe the only difference for us, really, The training will be the same. The routines we have travelling to the game, what we're eating will be the same. The times we go in are the same. So in that sort of circumstances, there's no change for us, And as I said, you do the warm-up exactly the same. The game's the same. So we know sort of the atmosphere around it is going to be slightly different, but we're aware of that. And I said, players in this team have played in big games at World Cups and stuff before, so they understand the atmosphere and the things. And we know it's going to be a little bit different, but as I said, we're ready for it.
One of Nuno's mantras that everybody knows is we do one game and we focus on this game, but you'll have taken it to an art form, haven't you? And so far this season, it truly has been the focus on every game, one at a time, not being distracted by anything comes up, as Tuesday's game gives us evidence of that.
Yeah, and that's the way they've been since they come in, Every single game has been the focus, and you can't look past anyone, and a lot of teams probably do the same thing, but as I said, it's been documented a little bit more here. But
a lot of people say they're going to do it.
Yeah, but it is difficult, and as I said, we do have a small squad, so everybody, we don't have the sort of the luxury that some teams may have, and they change the team a lot. But so maybe that has something to do with it as well. But as I said, the training, the regime we have here is literally, it's full on, and it's looking at towards the next game and the next game and the next game. And we can't look past our next game because we don't have time. You can't afford to here, and they don't let you. So the routines we have, the training we do is all geared up for the next game, and that's simply what it is. That our mindset is always on the next game and not the one after.
So is there something different here? I mean, you've been, at a fair few clubs under a little different manager. You've seen different ways of doing it, but there is a feeling for those of us looking in that something is different here. I wonder what it is.
It is difficult to say, Obviously, the staff here, it's meticulous, everything you do is for a reason. And I know, like, at a lot of clubs, everything you do is for a reason, but the thought process and sort of the meniscal things they do here are massive, and it's maybe them little things that end up having a big effect. There's things they've changed, stuff that I've never done before, stuff that some of the boys have not done before, and little routines that we do have, the amount of work they put into it before training, after training, and stuff that no one ever sees, and maybe them little things all add up to sort of build into the sort of performances at the weekend, and the lads have bought into everything that they've sort of implemented in training and the stuff, and it's benefited us.
I wonder if it's a last thought. Was there a day after you'd come here where you suddenly thought, I see it, I see what they're doing here?
It's always difficult, man, because you're in it, and obviously every manager has different sort of ways of working, and I think from day one, everyone's just bought into the way that they played, and they had the ideas from day one. As soon as they come in, they knew exactly what they was going to do, how we're going to play. And it was always thought out, and everything we'd done was always structured, and as I said, you know, lads bought into it from day one, and it's continued, and we've progressed from season to season now. So hopefully we can just continue that.
It works.
It does. So hopefully it continues, yeah.